You know what? You see us, we in the session turning up. You got 10 minutes. If you fuck up my nigga's vibe, I'm gonna fuck you up. So let's get this going like right now.
Oh, this is incredible. I can't believe that we're here.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this? All right, folks, we're back. And I think this is the final episode of this season's Stream Strategy Fantasy Hockey Podcast, brought to you by PuckLegends.ca, as well as your hosts, Cal and Chuck. We're trying to get new identities. We're trying to move on to Cousin Tom and Uncle Shooter, something like that. We'd love to have you guys into the fantasy. Yeah, some of those. I'd love to have you guys in the Fantasy Hockey Podcast family. I mean, it's a Cinderella story, dude. Me and you are in the, we're in the finals for the Good Fantasy Hockey League. Can it get much better than that?
No, honestly, it can't. I've been so excited for this week. Ever since I knew that it was going to be me versus you, I've just been, you know, looking at my lines meticulously, trying to figure them out, because I'm going up against quite a mammoth against your team.
And we finished our matchup in the keeper last week. It's such a shame that we had to match up in the semis in that league. Because, I would have liked to just say, it would have been amazing if in both of our main leagues, if we were both facing each other in the finals, it would have really given validation to the thesis of streaming and our overall competency in fantasy strategy.
Yeah.
But you know what, man? Like, yeah, we had a good face-off in the semis. What can you do? That's just how the seeding works.
Exactly.
So far, you are up, but we've kind of been switching back and forth. It's all coming down to the goalies so far. I'm sure that by the end of the week, the peripherals will start to matter a bit more. And in the keeper, I'm behind as well, man. Not really much I can do, but just hope, because you're kind of like set up these lineups a while ago. And I'm doing my best with the streamers, but...
Yeah, I feel you.
Kind of went hard with the Lekkonens and the JT Confers, and then Kadri came back. So a lot of their values were dampened. But whatever, yo. Do you want to just move on to the stream strategy?
Into the podcast? Yeah, let's hop right into it.
The resource part, the value proposition part of this podcast.
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, yo, the Fantasy Hockey Stream Strategy is designed to find maximum value in the upcoming schedule. For Fantasy Hockey, streaming means picking up players for a short period of time to maximize starts. We have compiled a list of players we deem are worth consideration to pick up for the rest of this week. You can listen to the podcast here, as well as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, YouTube as well. And yeah, cool. PuckLegends.ca. Use the code Puck. They got some cool stuff. If you've never been to PuckLegends.ca, that's a damn shame. You gotta go check it out. All right, we're gonna hop right into the schedule. This is my part. Schedule of part two of the final weeks for Yahoo Fantasy Leagues. We got Tuesday and Thursday and Friday as our on nights. More than half of the teams in the league are playing. Monday, Wednesday, Sunday are your off nights. Less than half of the teams in the league are playing. Charlie, wouldn't Saturday be an off night as well, or...
Yeah, I'm not even just, like, I'm not considering it a night because there are no games.
Yeah, I know, I'm just making a joke.
Okay, yeah, I took that in about halfway through my answer.
Okay, yeah, I got Charles, like usual. Monday, Wednesday, Sunday, you're streaming for those. Monday, there's only one game. Tuesday, 13. Wednesday, 5. Thursday, 9. Friday, 15. Fuck all that. Saturday, 0. Sunday, 1. That Sunday game is a rescheduled match between the Seattle Kraken and the Winnipeg Jets. That Monday game is Chicago versus Philly? We'll get into it. But yeah, pretty much the off nights, Monday, Wednesday, Sunday. Monday, 1 game. Wednesday, 5. And Sunday, 1. You know, looking at this, usually we do try and attack the off nights. But in this instance, for this week, my schedule has also allowed some opportunities on Thursday. Whereas Friday, I have a lot of players going to be on the bench. My Thursday is kind of light. There's a few spots. So I'm going to be dropping some roster players that I have held on to for the entire year, but would just end up being on my bench for Friday. And I'm just going to try and pick up some guys that have a Thursday game. In particular, Wednesday, Thursday. That's a real nice back-to-back. I think the only team that I've seen that has that Wednesday, Thursday back-to-back is the Los Angeles Kings. So I went out and tried and got a guy like Phil Deneau, but we'll get into all that stuff. That's your part. Good schedules. Arizona Coyotes, 3 games, 1 off night. You also got the Rangers with the same schedule as that. Vegas Golden Knights, 3 games, 1 off night as well. Slightly better with 3 games and 2 off nights. We have the Chicago Blackhawks, the Philadelphia Flyers, as well as the Winnipeg Jets. And yeah, it's saying that Philly has that Monday-Wednesday split, which means that it's the Flyers versus Chicago on Monday. The best schedule of the week, Seattle Kraken. 4 games, 2 off nights, Wednesday and Sunday, back-to-back Tuesday, Wednesday. I also just want to, yeah, throw the LA Kings into that mix for good schedule because of that Wednesday-Thursday split. The LA Kings might not fall into the typical... They may not have the typical qualifiers to get into the good schedule list, which is usually a significant volume of games, including some off nights as well as some back-to-backs. In this case, they might... Yeah, they don't really have that, but they do have stream potential for the back-to-back Wednesday, Thursday. At least for me. I might just be talking all about myself. Bad schedules. The Ducks, the Sabres, the Red Wings, the Penguins, and the Blues, as well as the Toronto Maple Leafs. Oof. Only 2 games with 0 off nights next week. So if you're looking to drop players for that Wednesday, Thursday split, and maybe you're thinking about a couple of these guys with bad schedules, you're only getting 2 games and the second game isn't until Friday. Yeah, maybe drop them after that first game if it's on that Tuesday. So keep it in mind. As always, all of our information is sourced by Yahoo Fantasy Public Leagues, The Score, Frozen Tools, and DailyFaceoff.com. As always, pucklegends.ca is the best website you will ever go if you want to buy cool hockey merchandise featuring hockey iconic legends such as Gordie Howe and Mario Lemieux, as well as Marc Messier and Rocket Richard, Willie O'Ree. They recently updated a lot of designs. They look cool as fuck. They updated suppliers, so now there are higher quality, designed for durability. It's not high fashion, or it's not fast fashion. It is recycled fashion designed to look like high fashion, inspired by Japanese streetwear. Honestly, you just got to go check it out. And I'm sure there's like a code or something. Just go check out their website. But Charlie, thank you so much for taking us through the streamers now.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to start off with the Arizona Coyotes. Not exactly the most attractive option, especially in the finals week for playoffs. But you never know with this team. Nick Schmaltz had an 8 point, 7 or 8 point night, and he is up on their first forward line, first power play unit, no PK time. Rostered in 25% of the leagues, a season ranking of 278 is not bad. Travis Boyd also on that first forward line, first power play unit, rostered in 1%. He plays a bit more of a physical game, so if you're looking for hits, you can get some out of him as well. Season ranking 514. Barrett Hayton is on the first forward line, second power play unit, and first PK unit, rostered at 1%. Season ranking 575. And finally, I like Shane Ghosty Bear. First defensive line, first power play unit, second PK unit. He has been a little quiet since Keller got injured. Rostered at 39% is still relatively low. Looking over to the Chicago Blackhawks, I'm liking Dylan Strome a lot. Rostered at 25% on the first forward line, first power play unit. Centered between both DeBrincat and Kane on both of those lines. A lot of value, especially considering he's going to be playing in that one game on Monday against the Philadelphia Flyers, who have been bad all season, and they're without Carter Hart, who is injured for the rest of the year. So Dylan Strome has a lot of value there, also with Wednesday as that second off night. Also, Jonathan Toews, second forward line, second power play unit, second PK unit, rostered at 25% as well, season ranking 482. Alex Vlasic is a good opportunity for defensive peripherals like hits and blocks. He's rostered at 0%, first defensive line and second PK unit. And Eric Gustafsson, who's pretty much an offense-only defenseman. If you're looking for some power play points, this might be a good week for it. Rostered at 0%, he's on their third defensive line, but first power play unit. So he's up there with, you know, Kane and DeBrincat, all the big guys.
Yeah, I just want to jump in about Alex Vlasic because I didn't really know too much about him. Certainly not an interesting season rank of 936, but yeah, I don't know. Just a bit of an interesting peripheral play, especially while he's on this first line with Seth Jones. I know Chicago's not a fantastic team right now, so if you don't care too much about plus minus, then you might be interested in him picking up a couple of hits and blocks for you, as well as maybe, yeah, it's looking like he's getting just over a hit and a half a game. Looks like he's getting slightly more, but slightly under 2 blocks a game and about a shot a game. That is a peripheral play. He also got a goal last week, but -2 on the tick, so yeah. I kind of like Pickleman, Alex Vlasic. I don't know. I probably wouldn't spend a pick on him. Our league isn't deep enough, but it's just interesting those kind of players actually have value if you need to attack particular categories.
For sure.
Yeah, and I'll just go ahead and say I already picked up Dylan Strome.
Oh, did you pick him up while I was speaking?
No, he's not available in the Good Fantasy Hockey League, but I got him in the keeper earlier. And I also picked up Phil Deneau. I just wanted to... Let me tell you who I dropped my streamers from last week. Lekkonen to pick up Strome and JT Compher to pick up Phil Deneau. So there's two upgrades. Yeah.
I did see those notifications. I did see that.
I Charlie, I know you don't have LA on here. And again, you can run the bush on this again. But probably because their schedule doesn't hit the typical qualifiers to get on the good schedule list. But it is a sick schedule. So shouts out to everyone. The Kempes.
Kempe, I follow.
The Moores, the Deneaus, the Roys.
Yep.
Is that Roy or Wah? Does he go Roy or Wah?
I'm pretty sure he's Roy, and the one on Vegas is Wah, but it could be the other way around. LA's got a lot of great streaming options, but yeah, they just don't really fit the bill for the good schedule this week. Yeah, that Wednesday night is a good one, though. I hear you. Moving on to the Dallas Stars, it's really hard to find valuable streamers on this team. Right now, the most value from the forwards that I could find is Michael Raffel, rostered at 0%. He's currently on the second forward line alongside Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin and the second power play unit. Outside of him, you're looking at Radek Foxa, rostered at 1% on the third forward line and first PK. Not the most attractive. However, on defense, you got Ryan Suter, season ranking 338, rostered at 19% on the first defensive line, second power play unit, and second PK unit. He's getting lots of good deployments, and when he's good for a point, he's usually good for a couple the same night. First goalie suggestion of the week, we got Scott Wedgwood, season ranking 279, rostered at 9%. He's the backup goalie, but again, he's been playing pretty well for Dallas behind their defensive system. Moving over to the New York Rangers, I'm much more excited by a player like Frank Vetrano, rostered at 14% on the first forward line and second power play unit. Season ranking 327, Frank Vetrano is looking really good as a streamer right now.
Gang, gang. He's sick.
Yeah, he's up there on my list. He's very high up there.
Ever since Vetrano and Kopp got traded to the New York Rangers, Fox has been non-existent.
But they've been a top 10 5-on-5 team.
But I don't care because I'm not from the metropolitan area and don't really give a fuck about the Rangers. But I do give a fuck about Fox's performance because I drafted him with my second or third pick.
Yeah.
In the Good Fantasy Soccer League, and now he's gone just because of the additions of Kopp and Vetrano. That doesn't make sense to me. Make sense to me.
Pretty confusing.
I'm just whining, so. Yeah, keep us going.
Either way, outside Frank Vetrano, you're looking at Dryden Hunt, rostered at 0% on the second forward line, no specialty deployment. And Alexis Lafreniere, season ranking 378, rostered at 25% on the third forward line, second power play unit. And he's been looking pretty good since the second half of the season. Also on the New York Rangers that I'm looking at, Ryan Lindgren, first defensive line, first PK unit, rostered at 3%, season ranking 428. He's not really going to get you points or shots. I wouldn't expect either of those to show up on the score sheet, but hits and blocks are his thing, so a defensive peripheral specialist. Looking over at the Philadelphia Flyers, if they didn't have that Monday night, I would not really be recommending players from this team. However, Kevin Hayes has played surprisingly well without any of the other stars around him. Season ranking 557, rostered at 9%. He's on the first forward line, first power play unit, and first PK unit. He's going to get a guaranteed start for you on Monday and Wednesday, so, you know, potentially worth it.
I'm not buying it, but yeah, take a look.
Outside Kevin Hayes, you're looking at Travis Konecny, also on the first forward line, first power play unit. Rostered 25% with a season ranking of 210. Bobby Brink, rostered at 1% on the second forward line, first power play unit. He's a young and upcoming sniper for the Philadelphia Flyers, so probably not the best time of the year to take a flyer, but if you're ballsy, Bobby Brink could be the guy. Also, Travis Sanheim, second defensive line, first power play unit, and second PK unit, rostered at 7%, is looking pretty nice, but again, Philly probably not the best play at this point in the year. Looking at the Seattle Kraken, Matty Beniers has been a point per game since entering the NHL, rostered at 11%. He plays on their second forward line and first power play unit. Good for a couple of shots, a hit, and maybe a block a game, as well as a point, is very valuable this time of the year. So that 11% should probably be increasing a little bit. Jared McCann is on the first forward line, first power play unit, rostered at 20%, season ranking 239. Yanni Gourde, first forward line, second power play unit, and second PK unit, rostered at 15%, season ranking 313. Vince Dunn on the first defensive line, first power play unit, no PK time, rostered at 29%. Little high considering his season ranking 409, but he has been having a great couple of weeks. And if you're looking for hits, Adam Larson is on the first defensive line, first PK unit, rostered at only 14%. You're probably going to see your plus minus take a hit if you draft any of these guys or add any of these guys to your team. But with four games and two off nights, including the one game on Sunday, I don't think it's a bad play to pick up any of these five players.
Yeah, I'm here for Matt Beniers. He's sick. I can't wait to draft him early next year.
Yep. I feel like Mason McTavish is going to be a sleeper next year as well, but we'll save that for a different episode throughout the offseason. Vegas Golden Knights have Evgeny Dadonov on the first forward line, second power play unit, rostered at 15%, season ranking 205. Also on the first line with Dadonov and Jack Eichel is Matthias Janmark. He has no specialty teams deployment, and he's rostered at 0%, so not terrible value, but he's only getting that first line deployment. Brayden McNabb, the defensive specialist master, rostered at 14%, plays on their first defensive line and first PK unit. And Chandler Stevenson, season ranking 191, rostered at 47%. Is on the second forward line, first power play unit, and second PK unit. Mm-hmm. Finally, we got the Winnipeg Jets. Two off nights. They got the Wednesday-Sunday split. Paul Stastny, first forward line, first power play unit, with Scheifele out for, I think, the rest of the season, right?
Couldn't tell you, but maybe. That's what...
Okay. That's for maybe the rest of the season, yeah.
What's it, like five? Yeah, pretty sure it's, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, Paul Stastny, he's taken over as that first forward line, first power play unit center, rostered at 18%, season ranking 271. Jansen Harkins is on the second forward line with no specialty deployment, season ranking 719, rostered at 0%. Josh Morrissey, always an add, always a must add. Season ranking 187, rostered in only 61% of leagues. Mm. First defensive line, second power play unit, and second PK unit. But he and Neil Pionk often swap between first and second power play units, so that could become the first unit for Josh Morrissey tomorrow or the day after, you know, just like that. Looking for defensive peripherals, specifically hits, Brendan Dillon is a great option on the second defensive line and first PK unit. Season ranking 311, rostered in 12% of leagues. And finally, Eric Comrie, if you want a goaltender. I don't know how much Winnipeg's going to be playing him, but as far as I know, or as far as I can tell, they're not making the playoffs this year, so maybe they'll give him some starts towards the end. Rostered at 3%. Do your due diligence
to find out what he's playing.
And those are all the streamers.
Sweet. That's our last final week. Ep, yo. Can't wait to talk about hockey out this summer.
I feel you. It's felt like a short season.
Yeah, we've had a great season.
Indeed.
We love you guys. We're going to miss you guys. We'll see you back soon. But the stream strategy will probably be Damn, it's gonna be gone until the next season start back up.
Till October.
We're gonna have a bunch of cool stuff prepared in the meantime. So stay tuned. Make sure that you share all this shit with your homies, with your community. And yeah, let's move into our streaming strategy for the week. Chuck, you want to start us off?
Sure. I've still got a fair amount of pickups left. I was saving them for the second half of this finals week, so I'm going to be looking at Frank Vatrano from New York. I'm already a holder of Matt Beniers, but maybe Yanni Gord from Seattle, Josh Morrissey from Winnipeg, and I'm also keeping a tentative eye on Travis Sanheim from the Philadelphia Flyers right now. Might pick him up for that Monday game, but we'll see. We'll see how desperate of a situation it is after tonight.
Yeah, I think I when I was against Cole's crazy team in the semis or the first round, I think he had Sanheim and got, I want to say, 7 blocks one game, maybe more. Yeah. It might have been 10 for like this, like the week, which is like 2 games, but I want to say this guy got 7 blocks in the game and it was just devastating.
Yeah, that would be a complete changer, a week changer for us.
My stream strategy. Moore already picked him up. Deneau already picked him up. I had stacked up Winnipeg guys earlier at the trade deadline, such as Dubois and Kopp, but ended up dropping Kopp before he went to the Rangers. He's probably happy on someone else's team now. Yeah. And Ehler, so I'm happy for all that extra Sunday goodness. And I think I still got one more pick. I'm just, or one more move. Dude, I used every, picked up me. I think now I know why you asked me if Mark Scheifele's out for the season. And I'm pretty sure he is. I picked him up because he was free agent. Someone in league dropped him. I didn't really DUIODD. I just saw on the Yahoo fantasy app, it says he's out for whatever reason. Not sure that he'll play this week. And I'm like, dude, sick. I'll just pick him up, throw him on the IR. And then I just activate him whenever he's back for like that Sunday game at least, and then I get a notification later that day that he's out for the season.
Yeah, pretty terrible.
Whatever, it's gonna be longer than it is. Pretty sure out for the season. So yeah, dude, that's not chill. Nico Hischier, like a minute before the game started today, out. So now in out, Nico Hischier was on my forward roster and Nicholas Backstrom's going to sit on the bench. So I'm going to be excited watching Backstrom get 2 assists on power play goals tonight.
Yeah.
Against the Leafs, and just know that I'm getting nothing for it. And Brad Marchand and Patrice Bergeron are useless. Let me tell you folks what they have been for the playoffs. Brad Marchand and Patrice Bergeron. Let me find them. All right, I don't know. Yeah, whatever. It doesn't really matter. But yeah, this is not good airtime. But like, they're ranked in the 500s or 4 or 500s for the past 2 weeks. They're just not putting up points. So
yeah, I got it right in front of me. For last week, Brad Marchand is ranked 373. The last 2 weeks, 395.
Yeah.
Patrice Bergeron last week is ranked 527 and the last 2 weeks 437 with 1 point and it's 1 goal.
Yeah. But I still made it to the finals, baby. Yeah. That's what's good.
Man, I just got Anton Liddell. Pray the fantasy hockey gods allow me this win by just continuing to snuff Bergeron and Marchand's production right now.
And Fox, yo. You better watch out. Brian Elliott's getting some starts next week.
Whoa.
Yeah, you better watch the fuck out. They're going to play. Yeah. This is the perfect pickup, Brian Elliott, because I don't think Vasilevsky's going to get.
Yeah. Well, he'll get like maybe 1 out of every 2, maybe 1 out of every 3 or something. Give him a nice rest.
How are you?
Yeah. Good luck, guys, if you're in the finals.
Or semifinals. Thanks. Good luck on the semifinals and stuff.
Thanks for listening.
Yo, was this guy on Philadelphia's name actually Bobby Brink?
Yes.
That's popping. That'll make the top 10 list for top 10 NHL names. Hockey player names. Red Savage, Bobby Brink.
That could also be a good detective hockey team name.
Chris Clapperton.
Chris Clapperton. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, dude. Chris Clapperton, Bobby Brink, B Rank, you know, and Red Savage. Those are the three ones I can name off the top of my head as the sickest guys in hockey with cool names that I can think of. All right, folks. Yeah. If you listen to this point, I'm so happy. And you can use the code PUCK at pucklegends.ca and get cool stuff. Honestly, just go check it out, man. Look through their stuff. It'll ship to you. It's printed near you. You're guaranteed to get it, okay? They're satisfied customers in Germany, British Columbia, the United States, pretty much everywhere in Europe. Just, yeah. We're not printing from Chinese suppliers anymore, but we never had any problems with them. We're just looking ahead, because the Chinese defense minister is sending his call in a rare call with the United States defense minister, says, hey, you folks better not do anything with the Taiwan situation. So, pretty sure China's gonna know what's happening. And the whole world might have to respond, because that's where a lot of the semiconductors are made. Like, I think a lot of, like, AMD and NVIDIA's semiconductors are made in Taiwan through TSM, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company. Like, AMD and NVIDIA are just the designers. But that's Intel actually has forgeries in America, but I don't think, like, they're the sickest. They don't have the sickest tech anymore.
That's a sick word, a forgery or a forge.
Yeah, for sure. But, if China... No, what's the... Dude, Biden might have to just wake up. Sleepy old Joe might just have to wake up.
His long nap will be over.
Dude, all that... Do you know what could solve a lot of these conflicts happening in the world right now?
What's that? Okay, we should probably just end the episode now.
All right. Thanks for listening, folks.
Yeah, see you guys.
Peace.